The threat rejected. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Pentagon responding after Russia's foreign ministry said if the U.S. delivers air defense weapons to Ukraine, the systems and any crews that accompany them would be a legitimate target.
Despite Russia's propaganda to portray themselves as victims, it's important to remember that Russia is the aggressor here. And when it comes to escalation, they could de-escalate the situation today by withdrawing their forces.
Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder, though, he said he had no announcement at this time about any new defenses being sent to Ukraine. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is beginning the state's response to damage from several tornadoes in his state this week.
Governor Edwards says the storms that passed through are directly responsible for at least three deaths and significant damage. He says he's not sure if it will rise to the level of securing federal disaster assistance.
But we are going to be capturing all of the damage estimates, and if we are able to clear the thresholds that are required in order to get assistance, we're going to do that.
The governor says some of the storms that touched down should be confirmed soon. He added relief agencies are already helping affected residents, especially now, just days before Christmas. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
That same storm system created blizzard-like conditions in the Rockies and the Midwest and is now taking aim at the Northeast.
Tow trucks, loaders, snowblowers, we got plenty of gas, plenty of fuel, we got plenty of salt. We are ready to respond up to 6,500 utility workers, which really are become frontline workers when you're desperately trying to get the heat back on the house.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who says a truck ban is in effect through tomorrow in upstate New York. Peak snowfall expected to reach 1 to 2 inches from tonight into Friday morning. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A U.S. citizen released in a prisoner swap in Ukraine says he was tortured by Russian troops.
Sued Murakezi is a U.S. Air Force veteran who settled in Ukraine 4 years ago. He ended up in Russian custody in the eastern Donetsk region in June. They accused him of being a CIA operative. Mr. Murakezi has now been freed, along with over 60 Ukrainians, and in an interview with ABC, claimed he'd been held in a torture chamber where he was beaten and subjected to electric shocks. He says he's happy to be back in Ukrainian-controlled territory and most looking forward to a peanut butter sandwich. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A Russian space official says a coolant leak from a Russian space capsule attached to the International Space Station was likely caused by a micrometeorite strike. Russia's Space Corporation and NASA both have said the incident hasn't posed any danger to the station's crew, but it prompted Russian cosmonauts to abort a planned spacewalk. Retail sales slumped last month.
Americans pulled back on spending on shopping at the start of the holiday season. Retail sales declined 0.6% in November, a larger decline than predicted. Excluding auto sales, sales were down 0.2%. The pullback came in a month that included Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. Though cooling inflation may have been a factor, retail sales are not adjusted for inflation, and retailers were marking down excess inventory, and car prices have been moderating. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Ryan Seacrest will usher in 2023 on New Year's Rockin' Eve from Times Square, as he has for the past several years. Recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Duran Duran will play. R&B pop group New Edition will perform a medley of their chart toppers. A member of K-pop group BTS will also perform. And TikTok star Jax will sing pop hits like Victoria's Secret and 90s Kids. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.